care of, I think. The we left off with the discussion. We left off with the discussion of a Shomer Sachar Shemachar L'Shomer Chinam. Let's just review for a moment. Ula Amar Velazar, who started off the Sugya, as well as Rav in the parallel Sugya of Metzia, held two things. A, Shomer Shemachar L'Shomer is fine, and he's not worried the second guy Shua is fine. Shua of a Yid is a Shua of a Yid. And B, even a Shomer Sachar gives to Shomer Chinam, even though you might think he lowered the level of Shmira, and in a certain respect he did, but he was muscle of Mendas, so as long as the Mendas is guarding and Mendas is guarding, that is good enough. When Rava argues on him, we pointed out that Yesh Makom Le his topic, right? It's hard to tell for sure if Rava's arguing on both points or Rava's arguing only on one point. Why? Because Rava starts out saying, Shomer Shemashal Shomer Chayev, the lowly buyer, Shomer Sachar, Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam, the regardless of Shmirasa. Not only is Shomer Sachar who gives to Shomer Chinam because he lowers the level of Shmir, that makes him Chayev. No, even if Shomer Chinam gives to Shomer Sachar, any Shomer gives to any Shomer is Chayev because the second guy is not Ma'amim Beshua. And the Machlok Shonam we saw was how to read this lowly buyer. Is he saying, you had a have amino because of Gruy Garilus Mirato? But that's not really true. Really, I only have one machlokus with Uma, which is Heyach Lomahemli Yeshua. Or is he saying, no, that's not a have amino? And there's two matanas. Number one, I argue with him about Gruy Garilus Mirato. Number two, I argue with him about about Heyach Lomahemli Yeshua. Okay, let's just point out. This is the last thing we have on the board. Ula said two things. Number one, Shomer Sachar, Shemasar, L'Shomer Chinam is Pater because Masar L'Ben Da'as. Number two, Shomer, Shemasar, L'Shomer is Pater. He says in the other direction.
One and two, because he's going the
avenues of court. Pater. And Shomer Sheni is Naaman Bishmua. Okay, we're not going to put a buy in this board, we'll just subtract from Rava. The question is, what does Rava say? For sure, the last line of Rava is he argues and says, Heyach, Ihu, maybe that was his Lashon, Ihu Lo Mehemin Bishmua, whatever it is, Ihu Lo Mehemin Bishmua. The question is, before that he says, Lomi Baya, Shomer Sachar, give Shomer Chinam's Guri Gara the Shmirato. Is that only a half a mean of what he might have said until he got to the real thing you're saying? Or is that really true? So, clearly he has some sort of half a mean of Chaya Mishum Shemgara Lishmirato. The question is, what is the Maskana? Maskana is he doesn't argue on this. Maskana is no. In the end, he agrees with Moshe Ben Das. He doesn't have a problem guarding someone else. His only problem is Yilam Hemini Yeshua. And on the Makoros sheet, we pointed out that was the opinion of the Rashba and the Rush in Bab Metzia, as well as, I think this is on the Makoros sheet, the Mishnah Melech quoted this from Rabbi Yerucham, if I am not mistaken. The print is very small. Rabbi Yerucham Kasav, Vizel Lashono, etc., etc. The Tumul of Rav Poskin, Master Shariva, Afila Shemiyat Bishmirah, so what's the problem? Right? Okay, so that's also Rabbi Yerucham, who more often than not follows the Rosh, so it's not so surprising. This is the Rosh in Bat Mitzia, and the Rosh in Bat Mitzia, and Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Mishnah Melech, also Rabbeinu Yerucham. And what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what about Shomer Sachar, Shem Masar L'Shomer Chinam, Shabbailim, Rigilim, Lahatiratzmos. So he is never Beshua, because the Bible always gives to him. When the Bible always gives to him, there's no problem then Beshua. Is it a problem to rule the Shri Rasa? So, says the Rashba and the Rush and the Rabbi Yeruchan, he's potter, no problem, because the only thing Rav argues, he says, second night is Neman B'Shua, but in this case, the second night is Neman B'Shua, so it's no problem. Oh, you made it a lower level Shmira? No, and that Rav agrees with the Ullah. That's not considered a lower level Shmira. Bendas is a Bendas. I know it's a lower level, practically, in some sense, but a Bendas is a halachli. Either a Bendas is Shomer or a Bendas is not Shomer. We don't have the same level. However, maybe the more Pashup shot in the Gemara is no, Rav is arguing with two things. That's the Lomi Bai. Not Lomi Bai. You might have a Havmi, that's what I meant. But really, it's not what I meant. Not only Shomer Sachar, who gives Shomer Chinam as Chayat, so you might have had a Havmin for a certain reason. But no, really, I'm saying across the board. Because, Yilam Ahem Deshua. No, he's saying two things. Not only do I argue with you about Shomer Sachar, Shemashal, Shomer Chinam, the Chayat is a great Gare, I also argue in general about all Shomer, Shemashal, Shomer, because Yilam Ahem Deshua. And this is the opinion of the Meiri and the Rambam and there have been Yishai and she's a little better. Right? So, no. He argues on two points. You wanted to do my thought, I only argue about Yuri Gari. No, really, I argue about two things, but I still argue about Yuri Gari. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yishai in the Shizu Zabethes, of the Meiri, and of the Rambam. And what do they say? The Rebbeinu Yeshaya and the Meiri and the Rambam say Chayav. Okay, concrete nafkamina. I give it to someone who we know you trust, but I make him a lower level Shmira. Is that, we hold like Rava, obviously. Is am I Chayav or Pater? That's Machlokes Rishonim, Tinder, Rebbeinu Yeshaya, Meiri, and the Rambam, Echad, and the Rash for the Rosh Hashanah, Rucha, Meidus. You could add other names also. But that's who is on the cover sheet. These are probably the most famous names. Okay, this is basically the point we left off with. Now, what I want to point out is, does anyone notice something strange about how I wrote the sheet is on the board? On the bottom of the board? What? Why did I put the Rambam separately? Right? So why did I put the Rambam separately? Not just the machsh of the Rambam that he deserves his own separate line on the board. All Rishonim deserve their own separate line, but nonetheless, we should put the shitas together because they're two totally different shitas. What is different about them? If you look at Rebbeinu Yeshaya or the Meiri, I mean, the Meiri quotes a few other days. I'm talking about the day of the Meiri himself, not what he quotes from Rabosa or anything. But if you look, I don't know the order where I can find the sheet is now. Here it is. You look at Ben Yeshaya, he says something which is seemingly not so remarkable. What does Ben Yeshaya say? he says, sorry, let me just find it. Lolivai, etc. Yeah. Vafilo imahem l'vishvua, shu inu shabtez pol pa'am ha'heres. Even if you know there's no problem with Lomahem Meshua. He gives him stuff to watch all the time. And you know he trusts Yeshua. Nonetheless, the Shomer Sachar gives Shomer Chinam, Chayav Shomer Rishon, Shapasha. The Shomer Rishon is a Pash Shia. It's Shia because he was more with the level of Shmira. What do you mean, Masul Ben-Das? It's very nice you Ula think a Ben-Das is Ben-Das. Yeah, I'll the person Ben-Das is Ben-Das, but a Ben-Das who Shomer Beskar is not the same as a Ben-Das who Shomer Mekinam. There's a Ben-Das who watches hard and a Ben-Das who watches a little. If you were meant to watch it very, very strictly, and you give it someone who's going to watch it a little, that's Shia. He is the Lashon Pasha. They all three Rishonim use Lashon Pasha. Miyad Shemashal is that. Va'afilu Nemsa Miyad Ha'achron. Even if an onus happens in the hands of the second guy, you're still Chayav. What halachic rule is he assuming here? We pass in Tzilas of Mashiach so for only like the Rambam happens to mention right before the part he discussed our sugya Tzilas of Onus from Mashiach Chayim is a machloket, but we pass in Tzilas of Mashiach so for Onus is Chayim. What was the case? The case was someone put the money someplace where it could have been damaged by a fire, but it was safe from thieves, straight from the Orbany, and in the end thieves stole it, which was total of Onus. It was totally safe from thieves. But since he was still shaved, put it someplace where it could have been damaged by a fire, once it started with Shia, he's not chayiv even an open. Likewise here, I put it with someone, means I give it to you. You're trusted, I wouldn't make you imagine. You're a trustworthy guy, you're a hemen bishvua, but I give it to you as a shomer chinam, you're a wonderful person, but I give it to you as a shomer chinam, which is Shia, because now you're not watching it as hard as I should have been watching it. That's Shia. And once I give it to you, an onus happens to it. Okay, I gave it to you from Shia, then that led to an onus happening. So, I'm chayav plus some Shia, so the onus is chayav. That makes a lot of sense. Chayav, right? Pasha. The lachain, chayav, asivo, be'onsen. Why am I chayav in onsen? Because the plus some Shia, so the onus is chayav. That makes a lot of sense. Either pasha or pasha l'yamre, meaning. Again, forget that weird stop portion from last time, right? You didn't even have a name, right? I'm as putter as I always was. I'm putter. Excuse me. Or I'm Chayiv Lagamri, the Ne'iri also, and he says his own opinion. Again, from his Rabosav, he quotes something. It's just not clear to me because the Rabosav are different than him. It's not clear if it's the Rambam or the Rashi and the Rush, so I don't want to put it on the board.
Well, we're saying Ne'iri is different than Rashi because Rashi might think even if it was a Shomer King, it gives a Shomer Sachem, I think she is.
No, but that's Ula holds as Shia. Now we're in Rona. Rona says it's not like Ula thinks it's Shia. Right?
But Ula's Chavmiel could have been the both Shia.
Yeah, in the Chanami. That's a bit Ula. But now I want to stick to the Rava.
Right.
So you can't compare Rashi's Ula to the Meiri's Rava. That's not a fair comparison. If you look at the Meiri, he says the exact same thing. Really just print out wordy sheets and save up so much time. Okay, next time, three letter. Meiri, excuse me. He says, in someplace here. Here we are. Maser shol masachel shomer chinam v'ura biyado etc. Afil elos shol das rava nischadishva. Here we are. I apologize. Yeah. I have a different source of daf here. Okay, you might just have to. Here we are. Nimsa kol shall dover shall did that with a tainer shall go shomer shall garbish and rasa don shomer sachar shemasul shomer chinam poshea hu says poshea the chay b'chol inya afilu yish edim shenensa. Okay. That is good enough. Afilu yish edim shenensa, right? Even if it's not a matter of hem b'shua, you don't need a shua of edim shenensa. He says you're koshea, once you're koshea, you're chayiv, and onetz, chos v'shiv, sof onetz is chayiv. Okay, these two shitas make perfect sense. The Meiri and Rini Shaya says you're koshea for lowering shmira, and therefore you're chayiv in an onsen, chos v'shiv, sof onetz, while the Rush and the Rash and Rini Rucham say you're not a Moshe, you gave it to a Bendas, that's not considered Pshia. Okay, they argue what's considered Pshia, it's not considered Pshia, and therefore you're a Pasha Lagambe. Obviously, you're still Chayiv in Gneva Vedas, you're Shema Sefer, but you have no additional Chiyav upon yourself. The Rambam says something interesting. The Rambam basically starts out saying, like the Meiri and Rini Yeshaya, that is exceedingly clear, says the Rambam. He says, the fika from a derech bayim lahaskit tamed davar zeis ol shomer sheni. This case, the bayim always gives to the second guy. Hari the shomer shom patim l'sham. Shomer rishon is patim. Shomer she rishon is okay. Shomer the bayim zeis davar shom patim l'sliyos shaltim emes sheyis mafkin meisul zeis shom katani any info. Okay, yeah. Normally, if I give it to someone who I know the bayim trusts, it's no problem. He is trusting the shua. The who shall yimat bishmirasa. As long as I don't lower the level of shmir, but if I lower the level of shmir, I've done something wrong. Take it yimat bishmirasa. Okay, he's Moshen. The Shalim is clearly on the Meiri and the Rini Shaya side, not on the Rash for the Russian Rini Rucham side. But then he adds something interesting. Afa, he has two interesting things. He's both Shea and he pays. Afa P. She Sha'alos or Sakhar Bailem, are you hosti a Dover Shamar Yodo, Liad Shamar Acher, even though it was the Bailem and the Rambam holds that Shia, we know there's a Psur Shia Bailem, right? And Ba'alo we know about Yishale. If the owner is working for me and I take his thing as a Bikadon of any of the four types, then I am Potter from all that Raya, including Potter from all Achrayis, including Shia. The Rambam is very explicit. I'm Potter from Onsim. I'm Potter from Neirav Deida. I'm Potter from Shia. If it was Baal of Imo, but in this case, if it's Baal of Imo, then I become Chayav, even though it's Baal of Imo. Why do I become Chayav, even though it's Baal of Imo? Because I took the Dover Ashamer and I gave it to someone else. Okay, here it's not so clear. Just meaning the fact that it's Shia does not explain why I'm Chayav Baal of Imo, because we know Shia is Potter and Baal of Imo. That's not it. That's why the Rambam has to add something. Why am I chayiv even in Bible of Imo? Okay, it doesn't seem the Rambam had a makor for this in Shas. He just thought in Svara. So here, I don't know how to do Makriya. So there's basically two opinions in the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah here. Why am I chayiv even in Bible of Imo? The Magid Mishnah is of the opinion that it's because Bible of Imo is only a Ptur. There are two ways to understand this. The technical when Bailo Vimo is Chal. Yes?
I would thought that Bailo Vimo shows that the Shmir you're doing is not Shmir. If you give someone else, you're not doing Shmir at all.
But even if Poshea is Potter Bailo Vimo, you can say that's enough Shmir if you use Poshea?
I would have thought. The Bailo Vimo shows that if he's going to see how you should be Shomer like that, it's okay. He's not saying anything.
Okay. So maybe I'll say that, maybe I'll say it a little differently. You might have said Bailo Vimo means a person who the owner is working for is not chayav. So, it says my mission, it's that if the pikadon is in the hands of someone the owner is working for, you're not chayav. But over here, I gave the pikadon to someone else, hosting his office, yeah, no. Now it's not by Lovima, it's not chayav together by Lovimo, because I'm the Shomer Rishon, I gave it to Yehuda, remember? And, I don't know, chayav is working for me. And I have his pen. Right? Not the old notes. I have his. So as long as the hammer's in my rishos and he's working for me, by Levima, wants to give Yehuda, you're working for me, but your hammer's in his rishos. Now there's no more taber between the hammer and you, and if the hammer's not in the rishos of the person you're working for, that's not called by Levima anymore. Okay, so that's my mission explanation. Why is it not by Levima? The Torah by Levima is only chal when the pikadon is with the bailum. The bailum's working for Ploni and the pikadon's in the hands of Ploni. Once I give the pikadon to someone else, now that's not via the Bailam Emo, because the Bikadon's not with the Bailam anymore, literally, in Ba'alav Emo. Okay, I admit, it's not so clear what Emo means. But maybe it means in the Bikadon, right? It means in the Niskad or in the Bikadon. If the Bailam's with the Bikadon, you're Potter. Once I give the Bikadon to you, the Bailam's not with the Bikadon anymore. And therefore, there's no Torah Bailam Emo. The Kesef Mishnah says something a little harsher. He says that no. Even though the Rambam does have a famous shita called Poshea Kamazik, which we're not getting to now, that a Shomer's Poshea is in some respect Ki'ilu Yimazik, but it's not the Gamri Ki'ilu Yimazik. He didn't do anything, he died, he didn't do anything active. So says the Kesef Mishnah, no. Ba'al Avimu is Poter on Mechdal, on passive neglect of Shmira. Right? So if I passively do something wrong, meaning I don't do something right, I don't guard it, I'm Torah Ba'al Avimu. But on an active hezek, there's no Torah by Levimo. That's clear. If I'm watching your vase and by Levimo, and I take a hammer and smash it, I have no Torah by Levimo. You can still sue me. I'll other my mazik. So, says the Kesef Mishnah, it's over here. He didn't just neglect to watch it like a regular Poshea. He gave it to someone else. He, the Adayim, took it out of the proper Shmira. Therefore, there's no Torah on mazik, the Adayim, and by Levimo. Okay, so there's two explanations of why, what's going on here with Bailam Emo. Either, again, there's no Torah Bailam Emo, because the Bailam is no longer with the Bikadon, so the Bikadon is someplace else now. Or, that's Magid Mishnah, or Kesef Mishnah, no Torah Bailam Emo, because he was Magid B'Yadayim. Torah Bailam Emo is only on passive wrongdoing. There's no Torah Bailam Emo for active wrongdoing. Okay, not for Shlichus Yad, not for Magid B'Yadayim, etc. We're going to continue now, because we haven't gotten to the part where the Rambam is different than the Iri and the Rebbe Yeshaya. They haven't discussed anything about the Bailo Vimo one way or the other. halacha even hey be a shomer sheni a raya she potter bar shomer rishon kedin shmi rasser is a potter. If the shomer sheni brings a raya that was an ones that would potter the first guy, which is exactly the case in the irmi nishaya said chayav, you're potter. Says the Rama, you're potter on onsim. Very explicit. If you can prove onsim, you're potter. Case that a stoker par mechaber v'ishilu la'acher who mesa kedarka biyad ha shoel hol ba shoel chayav bakol. If you can prove that is died. But ones, the first shomer is potter. So here's the different part about the Rambam. Says the Rambam chayav, right? Why? Because he's a posheya, but he's potter from onsim. Right? If you can prove it was ones, then he is potter. Now, the Lechemisha's question, well, maybe two questions, bring very strong here. The Lechemisha is the first question. Hold on. The Rambam is very clearly inside the Meiri and the Ravina Shaya says, you're chayav, you're posheya. Right? Two magic words, chayav and posheya. But then when it comes to actually psak, what exactly are you chayav on? I mean, you're not chayav on onsim. If you can prove there's an onus, you're potter. What are you chayav on? On Shia and Nev of Aveda? Of course you're chayav on Nev of Aveda. You're Shomer Sachar. Even the Rashi and the Rosh and Rochim admit you're chayav on Shia and Nev of Aveda. You're still Shomer Sachar. Right? Again, forget that strange sheet of the Sachma portion from last year. So the Rambam is a little funny. He says you're chayav for Shia, but what are you... What is he being mechayev you? What are you chayev for? You're not chayev an onsin, and you're not chayev an onsin. You're only chayev gnei vaveda. You're already chayev gnei vaveda. That's not any special key because you gave it to someone else. So what exactly are you chayev for? Because you're already, you're chayev, hold on, I understand. If the second guy is posheya, then everyone, if the second guy is posheya, even though everyone admits you're chayev. If I'm a Shomer Sachar, I give it to you, and he, well.
I would have thought that if you give the Shomer to a Shomer Chinam, that's under his.
Okay, fair enough. You're right. I was cheating. Okay, but give me a second to get back to what you were saying. You're absolutely right. Just give me a minute. Ask the Lecha Mishnah, first of all. Ask the Lecha Mishnah, what happens if you also have Shiev Sof Ba'onis? The Rambam says, Mefurish Yer Posheya. Mefurish Yer Posheya. What happens if the philosophy of Shia is sofo be'ones? That was a question of the Lecha Mishnah, right? So let's say Shita's Rambam, sorry, be'shomer sachar, shemasar le'shomer chinam. There's a few questions here. Number one, ask the Lecha Mishnah, philosophy of Shia is sofo be'ones. Why doesn't the Rambam just finish the sentence? So you're going to shine, but you may finish the sentence. So ask the Lecha Mishnah. Lasso Bipshia Bisofo Be Ones. So why are you potter from Onsen? So Lechemisha tried to answer. His first answer is that we know there's a rule in that's the Machot. There's a rule called Malachamavas Malihacha Malihacha. Only if the Pshia led to the Ones. How can Pshia lead to the Ones? Doesn't mean I was negligent which caused the Ones. The whole point of an Ones is no one caused it. So I mean that the onus wouldn't have happened without the pshia. Like the original case I mentioned, Shaykh of Urbany, I put it someplace where it could be burned by a fire and it got stolen. I hadn't put it there, it wouldn't have gotten stolen. Not that it was my fault or anything, but... So, now, said if I hadn't given it to Yehuda, remember I'm a Shomer Sachar, give it to Shomer Chinam, then it wouldn't have been... I give it to Yehuda and, I don't know what happened, struck by lightning. If I hadn't given it to him, it wouldn't have struck by lightning. So there's no lightning in my house. So says the Lecha Mishnah, no, the Rambam says Mesa Kedarka. It just dies of natural causes. If it dies of natural causes, then it would have died anywhere, and therefore it's not Tzilas B'Shiv Sofa Ba'omis. Meaning, Tzilas B'Shiv Sofa Ba'omis only so it wouldn't have happened without my Shia. That's the first answer, which is very dachuk. So, question, we'll make this a question. Right, this is the first answer, which is very dachuk. Answers the Lecha Mishnah. Okinta, Sheh ha'onef haya kore gam bebeit shomer rishon. So, okay, so the onus would have happened in the first shomer's house also. Therefore, this is not tzilas b'shiv sof ba'onef. This is chalosim of Shia and unconnected onus. It's not sofable onus. I mean, it's not that there was listim or there was an earthquake that only happened in this guy's house, wouldn't happen in my house, or there was the river flooded or whatever the case may be. No, it was a heart attack. A heart attack would have happened anywhere, assuming that the climactic conditions are the same in his house and in my house. The problem with this is that he admits this off with a nice idea, and the Rambam says, make it in the dark. Give me a second. But then the problem is the Rambam should have said someplace, but if an onus happens that's like most own sin, what are most own sin? Listen, right? Bandits come. Bandits wouldn't come to my house, they came to your house, right? Bandits will come to every house at the same time, you know, or an earthquake. You know, the earthquake, you know, maybe was stronger in your house than in my house, or the river flooded in your house, not in my house, or the village or bridge collapsed, or whatever it may be, or lightning. Lightning struck in your house doesn't mean lightning was struck in my house. You know, maybe mine were indoors and yours are outdoors or whatever. Maybe I had a lightning rod. So, this dachuk, why is this dachuk? He has suffered this dachuk. Dachuk, shahaya, l'rambam, l'faresh, she'em ne'enas, ones, shelo haya kore, the base shomer rishon, he is chayav. And that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, if you can prove that an onus happened that you'd be potter on, you're potter. He makes that like every onus is potter. His example is basic dark is a heart attack. But he says every onus is potter. He meant half the onus of a chayav, half are potter, so we'll go.
Can you say different with the that the of Shia of onus is not like the type of Kelso of Shia? Because there's two types of Kelso of Shia.
Hold that thought for a second, okay? The Lechemish is the second answer. The Lechemish's second answer is a little more convincing. This is always tricky when you say that you did something wrong. How do you look at what you did wrong? You look at the part of it that was wrong or the whole action? Right? That's very, you know, I think reasonable people could look at things very different ways. You know, you were speeding down Kvish Echad. Is what's wrong that you were speeding, but the driving of Fish Echad by, or no? You did one action of driving Fish Echad, and that's all a wrong action. Right? You can easily see it different ways. Right? You could like zero in on this aspect of your action was wrong, or you could say the whole thing you did was wrong, because it was done in the wrong way.
someone, I don't know, they jump the turn, they go on the bus without paying. Is the ride on the bus the other way?
Riding on the bus is fine, so they're not paying that the Aveira. Okay, depends on broadly or narrowly you zero in what they did wrong.
Says the Lecha Mishnah, we're going to zero in what he did wrong here narrowly, not broadly. Don't say what was wrong is me giving it to Yehuda. Because me giving it to Yehuda is fine. Remember, Yehuda is a trustworthy guy. The case we're talking about is remember the case, we're all within the case of Derech Abayim Lahavdil Tamid. Yehuda is the most trustworthy guy ever.
What's wrong is not me giving it to Yehuda.
What's wrong is that I didn't pay him. I didn't make him a shomer sacher.
Says like a mission, my kshia is not giving it to him. My kshia is that I did not pay him to watch it harder.
Ah, if that's, my kshia is just limited, now I understand why nothing less was a, why the kshia never led to the onus. Because giving it to him was fine. So even if the lightning only struck in his house, even if the bandits only came to his house, even if the fire only Chas Shalom broke out in his house, but giving it to him was fine. My pshia was that I didn't pay him. If I didn't pay him, that didn't lead to the fire or the bandits or the river overflowing. Paying him wouldn't have stopped the lightning. Paying him wouldn't have stopped any of that. If it's Gneva Ba'aveda, then my not paying him maybe led to the Gneva Ba'aveda. So that I'm tied on anyway. Onus mamish, paying him wouldn't have stopped. So that's what Mishnah says. Like a Mishnah, he says very posh. He says, Hapshia Eina. It's very clever. Misira Vishomer Shemi. Ella Shelo. Sorry. Shelo. Nothing on schar in this case. The pshia that I gave him, it's just that I didn't give him a schar, and therefore he was going to watch it as hard. There, now it's pasha. There, that shelo, nothing on schar, lo
Hevi lidei. Let's say it even better. Shita sheh. Sheha ones. Haya kore gam lule. And then it's Pasha. The Nosan Loschar. She's built for Ones. Because the Ones would have happened with or without my Shia. We pass. And if the Ones would have happened with or without my Shia, the Nosan Loschar she's built for Ones. First, he wants to say it's only a heart attack which would have happened without my Shia. That's Dolph. The Rambam says all of them. No, all of them would have. If you say it's not my Shia, was giving it to him without Schar. My Shia would be narrowly, not getting on the bus, just not paying the driver. My Shia was not what I gave it to him. Giving it to him was Gavaldic, was wonderful. My Shia was not paying him. The onus would have happened even if I had paid him. A real onus, even if I paid him, he wouldn't have been able to prevent. And therefore, that's a good shot of the...
Even giving it to him without making him the shomer is a pshia.
No, it's not.
If I take something, you have to give it to you?
No, not if it's...
You were shomer?
Not if...
If I didn't make you a shomer,
okay, I'm just... It doesn't matter. Let me say back to you. Giving it to him was not... First of all, I did make him a shomer. I made him a shomer kino. So giving is
without
the pshia. Okay, we're arguing about whether the giving is the pshia or the not paying is the pshia. I know you can argue about it, and you're never going to, no one's going to prove one way or the other. It's just how you look at it. Okay, what's talking about this answer to Lecha Mishnah? What's talking about the answer to Lecha Mishnah is Lani is Daiti, and here I don't want to accuse the Lecha Mishnah of making a mistake, but it seems very strange, is in the beginning. He first said, remember the first case, what if I give it to someone who you don't trust Yeshua? He said, that's not pshia. Here's a great question. Let me just... What about, let's see, Rava, regular, Shomer Sachar, Shemasar, the Shomer Sachar, right? Nothing to do with Arsa, yeah? She'eino Naman Bishvua. Why is he Chayiv? He's Chayiv because the second guy does not believe Bishvua. That's what the Gemara says, right? What's the nature of this Chayiv? So most Rishonim say, okay, maybe look at the toast, and you see it's over in brackets, although... I think there might have been a typo in the close of the rice of cotton. Let me start with the right one. So, the standard shot is the Rishonim say, not Shia. Standard shot is, that's not Shia. I gave it to a Shomer Sachar. It's just a technical problem. That there's no Shvua Nemana to prove it was an onus. Right? That's a standard shot. Of the first case of Rabba. So what? I give it to, not to Yehuda, I give it to Jack. And Jack, you don't usually give your things to because he's a shady character. So I give it to Jack, and onus happens. Jack swears on a stack of Sefer Torah, and I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv? Not because I was pasha. Just because I can't prove it was an onus. A shomer doesn't swear, has to pay. And he swears, okay, but he's not Naman Bishvua. And that's why, if I have Adim, or if I myself saw and could swear, then I'm okay. But the Rambam says something funny, and that's what the Lecha Mishnah assumes. However, the Rambam Hilcha She'elo Pikadon, look at the Rambam Hilcha She'elo Pikadon Berdal and Halacha Ches, says, what does he say? Aval Imasra Nashomer gives them the bottom of the Beisha Akatanin, so it costs them the bottom of Das, okay, forget that for now. Ola Avodah Ben Golden Tanim, or even to an Eved Gadol, who's not so trustworthy, that bottom aren't so trustworthy, like it says in Pirkei Avos. Ola Echemi Krovim Shei Shurim Avabai, he's saying, Sulchan Shechalim, or a relative who's not part of my household, right? Anyone who gives, I'll das, they both so humakit. I give it to my brother-in-law. First, you know, regular, normal, average guy, just you don't trust him, Bishua. You know, I say my brother-in-law is a good guy, but you don't know this brother-in-law. What's the case then? What does the Rambam say about Shomer Shemashal Shomer? Without lowering level of Shmir, he says, nothing about lowering level of Shmir, just to a non-trustworthy guy. They ain't some Muslim or Muslim Acher or a stranger. Harizeh Poshea! The Chayiv Lashalem, Elam Kain, Hevi Yashomar Sheni, Raya Shalom Pasha, Kamosha Yarnu, Kamosha Yarnu, Aleph Dal of Sirius. The Rambam, the Lech Mishnah denies it here. I don't know if you said, hey, Lech Mishnah telling us something that doesn't match it. The Rambam Shiloh Bikodin says it's a Poshea. He says it's a Poshea. Does he not? He said, if you give it to an Acher, nothing to do with lowering level of Shmir. If you give it to an Acher, you're a Poshea. So, if you give it to an acher, you're a posheya, says the Rambam, Hilchos, Sheila Upikadon, Perik Dalet Halacha Ches. He's a posheya. Why is he posheya? He
because he gave it to someone not trustworthy. That's already pshia, to give it to someone who is not trustworthy b'shvua. Right? To give it to someone not trustworthy is pshia.
After all, I gave it to you to watch, so you're trustworthy. You give it to someone non-trustworthy, that's negligent.
Now, this just disproves the law of Mishnah, though. Give me a second. This is Kasha Shaharei Behelcha She'ela Isa Degam Shomer Shemasar La'acher V'lo Garash Mibraso Havikshia. And you still potter an onsen. What are you going to say here? You're going to say, no, giving to him wasn't what was wrong. That didn't lead, it was, giving to him was what was wrong, right?
Upatar al onsen, afal pi, she, hapshia, paisa, etzem, hamasira l'shomer sheni.
Here, like this second of Mishnah only works for the word posheya in the Rambam Hilchos Schiras. Posheya, if I give it to a trustworthy shomer chinam. Ah, my pshia wasn't giving it to him, my pshia was not paying him, and the not paying him didn't lead to anything. So it's not filos and pshia sofa onus. But the Rambam Hilchos Schiras b'kavam says, if I give it to a stranger, I give it to my brother-in-law, no one here knows my brother-in-law, right? Good. He's a trustworthy guy, but you don't think so. Right? If I give it to my brother-in-law, even a shomer chinam to a shomer chinam, even a shomer chasach to a shomer sachar, even a whatever, a chol to a shol, what have you, I give it to my brother-in-law, that's pshia, and I'm pater and onsim. If it's pshia and I'm pater and onsim, why isn't it pshia of sofa onus? And don't say, my pshia wasn't giving it to him. My pshia was giving it to him. So, I think that the Lech Mishnah now is in trouble. Okay, now the Lech Mishnah is in trouble. We have to save the Rambam. So, says Shlaimi, what does Shlaimi say? He says, this isn't the kind of pshia that's tzilas of pshia of sofa onus. Is that what you're saying? Why? Why is this kind of Shia different than the other kind of Shia, like putting it in an unsafe place? Why is this kind of Shia different?
Yeah. Because putting it in an unsafe place, I mean, there it's all about which likely that it'll get damaged. Right? Here, it's not necessarily the case.
Aha. Okay. So what Shlomi is saying, the truth is that the Evan Uzzo versus Amon Meltzer says the same thing as Shlomi. Not maybe in different words. Maybe that's not as pointedly. Certainly not in English. but says Shlaimi. How do you spell Shlaimi? Okay. Shlaimi. Says Shlaimi, and then you can look at the Evan Ozel. I think he said something very similar. A lot of people say something very similar. You know, I have special fondness to the Evan Ozel because of connection from Yeshiva. his grandson-in-law, right? and especially Baba Tama, he loved to cook Evan Ozel. I think it was one of the Evan Ozel's favorite disciples. Anyway, says Shlaimi, says no. He says this is a different kind of pshia. Why? There's two kinds of pshia. There's a pshia of putting it someplace dangerous, right? That you lost a pshia of sofa onus is chayav. Maybe we call it like a pshia in the chesed almost. You don't have to call it anything chesed. A pshia putting the chesed someplace dangerous or leaving it someplace dangerous, right? I leave the wallet in the street in Times Square. I leave the wallet in the street in Times Square and it gets struck by lightning. I'm chayav. She lost a pshia. Anyone in Times Square could have picked it up and scotched it a bit. And in the end, it got struck by lightning, sofa onus. Right? And if it was in my pocket, I wouldn't have gotten struck by lightning. so it's lots of pshia so alone. It's not my fault at all, but it is connected somewhat to my pshia, and therefore I'm chayav. That was a pshia of mamish putting in someplace dangerous. Over here, we're not letting pshia putting in someplace dangerous. We're not talking about where I leave it in the street, where I leave it in the river, or whatever the case may be. We're talking about where I gave it to a bendas, right? Either I gave it to a bendas, but whose pshia was not trustworthy, or I gave it to Vendas, but that Vendas is a lower level of Shmira. What you want to say is, this isn't a pshia of putting it someplace dangerous. Just because I give it to my brother-in-law and you don't trust the Shmira doesn't mean it's objectively in danger. Just because I give it to a Shomer Chinam, now I used to be a Shomer Sachar, doesn't mean it's objectively in danger. After all, Vendas is watching it, right? And not a convict, right? A regular Stam Vendas is watching it. what's the pshia? And you say the pshia here is not in the safety of the chesa.
The pshia here is in the...
The pshia here is in the
personal responsibility of
the shomer. In addition to, I have to keep the chesed safe.
I also have to take personal responsibility for it.
Meaning, I can give it to someone who you wouldn't mind me giving it to, but I can't give it to someone who you don't trust, because then you don't have the same personal responsibility. You have a guy who's not trustworthy and you have to take his word. I can't give it to someone who's a lower level shmira, because you don't have the same personal responsibility from him.
There's no objective pshia in the object.
The object wasn't put in danger. However, the call a chesagavra if you will, but we don't have to. The object wasn't put in danger. However,
I was posheya in my personal chiyav shmira. I did not stand behind it or get someone equivalent to me to stand behind it. What makes someone equivalent to me? They have to have two requirements. A, they're as much a shomer as I am. And B, they're as trustworthy as I am. Right?
Meaning if they're trustworthy, but they're not as intense a shomer, they're not my equivalent.
If
they're an intense shomer, but they're not trustworthy, they're not my equivalent. I did not personally guard or give you someone equivalent to guard it. Nothing happened to the chayfet.
If the chayfet is a nemas, we have no reason to think it was first open to danger and then open to negligent danger and then nemas.
As far as we know, it was guarded well and the onus happened.
Therefore, that's not tzilas of shia. Says Shlaini, this is what you were saying, right, Shlaini? I'm not making it up. Says Shlaini that there's no chilasso b'shia the sofa ba'onet here.
The truth is, the Eben also says it a little sharper in order to answer one other problem in the Rambam, but we'll leave it. Now, he agrees with everything in front of the court, just he adds a little, because the pshia was not leaving the chepet exposed, or the pikadon exposed, but, what you call chetza, but only neglecting my personal achrayus to be shomer. Meaning, I neglected, I was posheya. I have a personal right to be shomer, and I didn't fulfill that. But there's no pshia in the chesed. The chesed wasn't in danger. Therefore, you don't say tzilas of a pshia, the sofo, be'ones is chayiv. That's what Shlomi wants to say. And what I've tried to convince you of, with the help of Shlomi, I didn't plant it, is that maybe that's the only way to say pshat in the Rambam. Or at least something similar to the only way to say pshat in the Rambam. So if you go by the normal rules, the Lecha Mishnah's not going to succeed. According to the normal rules of Tzilas B'Shia Sofa Ones, you should be chayiv, because the pshia led to the ones. Don't say it's only heart attacks. The Rambam says all onesim, even ones that only happen in this house and not in that house. And don't say, my pshia was only not paying you, not giving it to you. Then Shela Pikadon, even if I pay you. Or even Shomachina and Shomachina. If I give it to someone who sure is not trustworthy, that's pshia. And if they're giving to him, that's pshia. And yet I'm punching from onesim. Now, let's take it next step.
Isn't that similar to what we said before about active and passive? In one case, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. In the other one, I've done something bad.
Okay. I'm not sure it's so parallel, but here I certainly did act. Adra, here I did more actively than that. I just didn't hurt the chesed. I only hurt my personal. I only neglected my personal responsibility. But I'll think about it. Now let's go to one other question, and I think we'll see how everything answers each other. The Mishnah Melech has a second question to the Rambam. Ask the Mishnah Melech. Here is Sheets of Rambam. Kosha to Mishnah Melech. This is one kosha. The Kushyus Mishnah Melech, which is, we know there's a Rechayim out. The truth is, I cheat a little by giving the Rechayim, because really everything the Rechayim has found is still in the Sivus already. No, he just says it very very nicely. But I'm pretty sure it's found in the Sivus already. at least it's Maskana. So, the Ksos and the Sivus and Reish Sadiyala. Ask the Mishnah Melech the following case. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says about this case, you're chayav unless you bring edim, there was an onus. The implication is, what if the second guy's willing to swear it's an onus?
we wouldn't believe the second Shua unless you bring Eidim. So, Kasha is, Lama e ma'aminim l'shvuas ha-shomer ha-shein. Lama be'inan eidei ones. Why don't we believe the second guy's shua? Again, in this case, I understand why we don't believe the second guy's shua. Second guy's not mehem of the shua. But the second case in the Rambam is the second guy is mehem of the shua. We should rather have to get slow. If I was a shomer chinam and gave to Yehuda, since you always give to Yehuda, he is mehem of the shua. If I'm a shomer stachar and I give to him, all of a sudden he's not mehem of the shua. Ma pit'om, he's not mehem of the shua. You always give to him. You always give to him as a shomer chinam and I give to him as a shomer chinam. But since if I started as a shomer, you always give him chinam. You gave me chinam, I give him chinam. His shvuah is nemad. You always give him chinam. You gave me sachar, I gave him chinam. All of a sudden, his shvuah is not nemad. Maybe he takes his shvuah is not nemad. He's a trustworthy guy. You always mask it at foe. That's the kasha of the Mishlo Melech, and he's exceedingly bothered by it. As a matter of fact, he's so bothered by the kasha that what is the answer? I thought he did a little better than that. I think he answered, and Chanami, you're right, the Rambam's love Davka. That was what I... Or whatever you want to call it. That's your problem. What does he say? He says, V'nira, d'hai d'nagar v'enu sh'im hevi eidim ha'shomer sh'im v'ni sh'bat v'rishon lav Davka eidim. Don't even buy the shua maheman. Yeah, lav Davka eidim. He can also swear. Just say, usually he won't swear. Okay, usually he's a shomer chinam. He'll say, why should I swear it was an onus? Shomer chinam doesn't have to swear it was an onus. Okay. Could be answer to Mishnah Melech himself. Obviously, it's a little bell hook. Answers the Mishnah Melech himself. And the Lashon HaRambam Lavdavka. The Shomer Sheni is Ne'amon Bishvua. Okay, even though the Lashon HaRambam was in Havi Ashomer Shani Raya Shei Paterba, and Havi Ashomer Shani Aiden Shemesa, he means a Shmua as well. Okay, it's a little funny. And it's a little dachos. He admits it's a little dachos. Right? It's a little dachos. If you have to say the Rambam's love dafka, he makes it see. He points out it's not crazy dachos. You know, I can't say it's impossible, because if I give him a Shomer Chinam, all a Shomer Chinam has to swear is that he wasn't Poshea. Why should he swear it was an onus? Yeah, why should he swear, you know, something that he doesn't have to? So maybe usually he won't swear. If usually he won't swear, then he'd have to bring Edom. But clearly there's something a little, I think there's two reasons, in my humble opinion, why this Mishnah Melech is Dachuk. No, okay, one reason so far. Because the Rambam says, hey, the Edom, Raya, if the Rambam meant or Shvua, he could have said so. Like, he should have been more of a dyke in his Moshav. So now we left with Ur Chaim.
This has bothered me for a few days. I don't have any sleep on this, but I don't even understand what is the Havamina that the Shomer Chinam would be able to mean each brother's word or something. The whole thing is word of Chiddush. So why should you think, what would the Havamina think that a Shomer Chinam would be able to mean each brother's word?
You're telling me you're Chaim. You're saying what the Havamina say otherwise. I'm not responsible to tell you what the Havamina say otherwise than Chaim. someone might have had a Havamina. Okay, but Joel is pointing out something very sharp. Says Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim has a Havamina Maskana. Here says Rav Chaim, Behavamina, right? Rav Chaim at first. He says, no, you know why the Shomer Shechinam Shvuah doesn't count? Because this is classic Brisker. You need chalol shvuah shashomer, not just a shvuah taken by a shomer, right? There's a brisker, right? You and I would say, there's a shomer, he swore. What are you making trouble for? You know, what's wrong with a shomer who swore? So it's not enough to have a shomer. Give me a second. It's not enough to have a shomer who swore. You need a chalol shvuah shashomer. Now, what's the problem? Since he's a shomer chinam, his chalol shvuah shashomer is that he wasn't posheya. He is not chayef to swear that there was an onus, because he's also posturing the name of Aveda. So therefore, even if he swears it was an ones, that's not a chalosh shvuah hashomer. That's only a happens to be that he swore that. And if it's not a chalosh shvuah hashomer, then it doesn't potter me. Okay, that's what Chaim taught me. He says at first, he says, shvuah shomer chinam
shenensa eino chalos shvat hashomem shahare shomer chinam eino chayav lishava shenensa. Okay, it's not a chalos shvat hashomem. Of course, what's funny is that
he swears it was an ones, which also includes he wasn't poshea. So like half of his shvua is a chalos shvua shomer, that he wasn't poshea.
But the half that it was an ones is not a shvua shomer. Okay, it's not the end of the world. But in the end, he doesn't like that for the simple reason. Okay, he doesn't like that. He says, no, the Ram emphasized because you were poshea.
I don't understand. He can make a shvua that an
ones
is alive or
not.
I don't understand.
No, he's just supposed to swear that it happened not through my shvua. It's a little funny. Let's say it died of a heart attack. Then what's he supposed to swear? I swear that I wasn't my Mashiach. According to most Rishonim, he actually has to tell us what happened. I swear that it died of a heart attack, not through my Mashiach. But it's only Chalosh was a Shomer that he wasn't Pasha. The aspect of it, that it was an Onet, but not a Chalosh was a Shomer. So you have a Sakina Harifa Matzlik Yishvua. Okay. Says Rav Chaim Lamaskana, but I'm not going to focus on that too much. Says Rav Chaim Lamaskana. He says something very Pasha. And here he says, this is common sense. Here's where Joel is saying, the first one, he's not saying what you're having to otherwise. I think he means here what you're having to otherwise. He says, hold on a second. Let me give you an example, or as they used to say when I was a kid, for instance. You remember people saying that. Let me give you a for instance. You give me, Aaron gives me his bicycle to watch. And Shomer Chinam, and it's stolen, not through any negligence of mine, right? Stolen, the guy comes with a big flipper, is cut to the chain, and steals the bike, and I'm potter. But I have to swear, right? Shvus HaShomer. So I say, you know what? I'd rather not swear. I'm a very firm fellow. I'm Nimna from Shvua. But you know, my friend is also around at the time. Let him swear instead. So can I do that? Can I have someone else swear instead? So the not pashat, I admit, this is a whole famous sugya called Eid Echa, not before Shishas, but the common sense tells us that this other guy, maybe this other guy was made, that would be more classic Shas sugya, but this other guy, no, can't swear that when it comes to a shmira, you need a shvua of the shomer, not a shvua of a stranger. And here you're not being super brisk or chalos, etc. Right? The Nesiva says the same thing. So Reish Tadi Aleph to Katan Lamed Aleph says you need a shvu of a shomer, not a shvu of a stranger. Mm-hmm. Not a shvu of any shomer. Now, what if you give me your bike to watch and Morty gives and Sion his bike to watch? So can he swear that I wasn't pushing your bike? No, because he's not your shomer, right? You need a shvu of the guy who is your shomer, the guy you had a relationship with. That's a dinish who is a shomer. The guy who's chayev as a shomer has to swear or pay. He can't bring someone else to swear in his behalf. Now, says Rav Chaim, very, very pashut. Says Rav Chaim, because why don't we believe the shu of the second guy? Mishum shehasheni eino hashomer. Popping a Bible. The Shani is not chayiv to the Bailin. The Shani is the Shomer of the Rishon. And the Rishon is chayiv to the Bailin. Right? Ella HaRishon Bilvad chayiv Klapi HaBailin. Ushvuas Adam Acher Eino Poter the Shomer. Says Rav Chaim something very pashut. Now, we just have to tie this all into what we discussed last time. Now, let's understand what the Rambam is really trying to say, and I think that it all comes together. What is the essence of this? what is the Kiddush of Shomer Shemashel Shomer for the Rambam? If you remember, the Rambam Lishitase, remember we had this Hachira last time, Shomer Shemusel Shomer in a good way. Is it that he drops out?
Right.
Or is it that
right? So here is a shomer shemasar the shomer biktor.
What's the din of shomer shemasar the shomer biktor? We saw explicitly in the Ramah Hilchshela Bikadim Per Dalet Halacha Tes that what shomer shemasar the shomer biktor mean? It means that. That here is the Bailim, here is the Rishon, here is the Shani. The Shani is Shomer to the Bailim, and the Rishon drops out. Right? Remember, we saw the Rav is supposed to sit in Afghanina. And if something happens that Machai is the second guy, the Bailim can't sue the first guy, he can only sue the second guy. Remember, we saw the Ramban elder said, and if the second guy has the money, the first guy still doesn't have to pay. He drops out. Now, let's ask a simple question. What's the Nafghanina of Shomer Shemasar LeShomer Bechiyuv, which we have two examples of, right? Either the second guy is not trustworthy, or the second guy is Gerua Gor LeShmirasso. So Lefi HaRambam, Shomer Shemasar LeShomer Bechiyuv, right? Shechayev. Shomer Shemasar LeShomer, let's just, Beofen Shechayev. It's very simple. What happened? Here's the Bailam. Here's the Shomer Rishon. Here's the Shomer Shani. The Rishon still chayav to the Bailam. And the Shani still chayav to the Rishon. The Rishon still chayav to the Bailam. That's what he means by he is Poshea. He is not as Poshea to put the thing in danger. He's Poshea, he didn't fulfill his obligation of Shmir. If he had given it over to a proper substitute, he would be Mekayim his Shmir by giving it over to another substitute, to his proper substitute. If he was mocked to the Bailam and the Bailam gave it to the next guy, the Bailam has a relationship with the next guy and he's out of this. He didn't do anything wrong. Here he did something. What did he do wrong? He did not acquit his personal responsibility. He didn't put the item in danger. He gave it to a Mendaz. He did not acquit his personal responsibility. If so, he still remains chayav to the Bailam. What's the main nafkamina for the Rambam of Shomer Shemasar LeShomer being chayav? According to the Rambam, what's the main nafkamina? The nafkamina isn't that he's chayav whatever happens. He's only chayav something wrong happens. The nafkamina is, you know, what's his chiyav? Is that the ikar chiyav, this is what's funny. What's the chiyav? If an ones muchach happens, if an onus happens to Adam, then he's putter. He's not chayiv across the board. Not in either of the cases of chiyuv. What's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is mitbatei in two ways. Number one, which Shlomo was trying to say a long time ago, and I cut him off, is that the main chiyuv, what does he mean chayiv? He's not chayiv in onsim, he's chayiv in pshia. He was already chayiv in shia. The main chiyuv is that if shia or the shomer chino or gneva va'aveda the Shomer Sachar happens, then the Rishon is Chayim, which he wouldn't have been if he gave it to a proper Shomer. If he gave it to a proper Shomer, the Bailam is to the Shani. Over here, the Bailam has to do the Rishon, and the Rishon has to do the Shani. Shomer Sachar Shani Chayim. He is still Chayim in his original, Chiyuv because he didn't drop out, because he didn't fulfill the Shmira. And what about, right? If something happened, B'li Eidim. Rishon is Chayav. Ve'eino Yotzei Yedei Chovaso V'shvuas Hasheni. This is really, what's the nafkamina of being Shomer Shemasal Shomer Chayav according to the Ramah? Two things. Number one, if Pshia and Gneva Veda happens, he's Chayav. He can't say goes through the second guy. He has to pay and then goes to the second guy because he didn't drop out. Number two, that if we don't know what happened, because there's no Adim, he's Chayav because he is still a Shomer and he doesn't have a Shvua. All the other guys willing to swear, it doesn't matter. The other guy's not him. A Shomer has to, he has to swear. If it was a case of Ptor, meaning he gave it to the same level, same trustworthiness, then he dropped out. The second guy can swear, not the pot to the first guy. The second guy swears the pot to the second guy. But the second guy can't swear the pot to the first guy, says Rav Chaim. And therefore, what's fascinating is that the main nafkamina of Shomer Shemasar LeShomer, according to the Rambam, is just
that you don't drop out. What does it mean, Poshea? Poshea, it's my fault if anything bad happens, because I'm still responsible, and I'm not watching it personally. Ah, that doesn't mean I'm chayv an onsen. No, it's not some shea himself of onsen. I'm part from onsen, but it's my fault that she ain't getting about being done. That was my fault before him. No, but if I'd given it to a good second shomer, I would drop out and it wouldn't be my fault. If I gave it to a bad second shomer, it's my fault. And it's my fault if we don't know what happened and there's no Aidim. Because I can't swear and I'm still in the middle. I'm still your shomer. I can't swear. And who is he to swear? He's my shomer. He's not your shomer. You have no relationship with him. I didn't drop out. Keep in mind, the other side of the Hakira there, that Tosfos in Peres, would obviously say, someone else's shomer can potter me.
Right.
He thinks the pure case like that. Okay, but the Rambam, main finish of the Rambam, says Rav Chaim, is that someone else's shua can't potter me, and I didn't drop out. That's the ikrachi of Shomer Shemassar. That's the ikrachi of Shomer Shemassar Shomer. That's why we don't believe the second guy's shua, and that's why the notes of the shiva is a bonus. It's not that I endangered the chesed. I did not endanger the chesed. But it's not that I fulfilled my shvira. Then I would have dropped out, according to the Rambam Lishitase. It's that I'm still involved, and therefore I'm chayv if we don't know what happened, because you don't have a shua of your Shomer. And and therefore, I'm chayv of Shia Gneva Veda, which I was chayv before I gave it to him anyway, but unlike someone who gives to a good second shomer who drops out, I still remain chayv. I think the Iker Pshat of the Rambam says he's chayv, meaning he's chayv. He can't go say to the other guy, because he's still involved. He hasn't acquitted himself of his chayv. He hasn't acquitted himself of his chayv shmir yet. Okay, that I think is the Pashat Pshat in the Rambam. I think that's all we have to say. I think this is the Iker Pshat and Rama Shomer Shmuel Shomer Chayim, and I think the answer to these two questions are really, you can answer them independently. Meshlemel's question, Lachem Mishnah's question. But I think they come together. The Iker Chiyuv for the Rambam is not that I endangered the Chayfet, then I'd be Chayav in Onsim. The Iker Chiyuv for the Rambam is that I didn't fulfill my Shmira, and therefore I'm still involved. I can't drop out. Once I can't drop out, the nafkamina is that I can't bring you someone else's shvua. Because if I'm still the shomer, how can I bring a third-party shvua? I gave it to him, that's my business. As far as you're concerned, I'm your shomer. Because I haven't dropped out. Once I haven't dropped out, why haven't I dropped out? Because pshia, because I didn't do my job yet. I gave it to someone who you wouldn't have wanted me to give it to. In that case, I haven't dropped out, I'm still chayef. Okay, this I think is pashup shot in the Rambam. Now we're ready to move on to the Gemara. There's no other pashup. Shlomi is okay? Satisfied?
Yeah.
Okay, Shlomi agrees. If Shlomi agrees, then you have no hope.
I agree.
If Shlomi and Joel agree, then that's it. Then we're done.
So we don't need that translation, in other words. We don't need this. See, last week with Shia, the top of the is not according to her time, and the whole key is the Avinah, we don't have to say.
Well, you still have to explain. I mean, you mean we don't need this?
Yeah.
Then how do you explain the Rambam's use of the word Shia?
The Rambam's Shia, in other words, he's both Shia in his obligation.
Okay. Yeah, okay, fair enough. In the end, I think the difference between us might be semantics, so I'm going to leave it at that.
I think taking another step, saying that the first shomer delimits the liability to the violent. In other words, you can't increase the liability by going to a second shomer. And the second Vega Meiri alludes to that he's actually increasing the liability of the second shomer, but if the first shomer would not be liable, you can't increase that liability. So if it's onus, and that's what the Rambam says. He says, "Ve'imei bi'a shomer shani haraya shi'yipater ba shomer rishon." That delimits the liability to the violent. You can't increase liability beyond the shomer rishon.
Hmm. Okay, I have to think about that. We got to start here for now. Okay, now we're going to go on in the Gemara. You got the board. Okay, Vayter, Rabosai, look at the Gemara. Oh, last Ula Amar Rebbe Lozer. Let's make the best of it. Amar Ula Amar Rebbe Lozer. Everyone knows, well, I mean, here we don't know what's talking about this, all this strange exchanges going on between the Amoraim, but generally, Nechasim Mishuvadim, we all know, if I owe you money and I sell my property to someone else, you can collect karka, but not metalpulin. Avadim are funny birds, right? Are avadim like karka or like metalpulin? On the one hand, they are clearly metalto, right? They're movable. On the other hand, they're like karka in many ways, right? Why are avadim like karka in many ways? What? What's the gzeres akasa? Vishnachal, tem, osam, levnecha, achorechem, loreshes, achuza. Achuza is always stay achuza in the Torah, right? So it's compared to achuza, compared to karka. Okay, so what about the gabe shibud nechasim of a loan? So he says, gobe min avadim. Amle, not gul ula.
Amalei Rav Nachman, Mechula. Amalei Rav Lazar, Tilumi Yashrim. What do you mean? Even if the guy dies, you can collect the abodim from his Yisomim, from his Yorshim, meaning they're really like Karka? Lo, Minei. Ula says, no, that's what he meant. You can collect the abodim from him himself. Like, if the guy hasn't sold them and hasn't died, you can just go to his house and steal your money, collect his abodim. Minei, Tilumi Gulim Al-Tasfei. That's ridiculous. From him, of course you can collect Bain Kaka Bain Tafli, even the shoulder for his back. Of course he has to give you all his property. So now we're a little stuck. What did Ula Amar Lazar mean? If he meant that you're Gova from Yorshim the Avadim, that's not true. Your Avadim are Talfim and Zoshibit on them. And if he meant from himself, that's obvious. You collect anything from himself. So in the end, what do we say? Ella. Sorry, we don't say Ella. Hacham Mayaskina, that's the point. Hacham Mayaskina Shasa Apotiki. Ah, so now a different case of Apotiki. What does Apotiki mean? I lend you money, and you say, collect from a specific part of your property. It could be Karka, it could be Vitalfel, it could be anything. That's Apotiki. The Amor Kidda Rabba, like Rabba, the Amor Rabba, Asa Abdu Apotiki, Macharo Balcho Go Vehimenu, Shor Apotiki Machar, and Balcho Go Vehimenu. Right, of course, what's the point? That's the point. Ulam Rulon says you're going from Avadim, obviously in case when you wouldn't be going from a Talfalin. Can't be Minei. Then you're going from a Talfalin, and it's possible you go from a Avadim. It means Avadim are better than a Talfalin. In what case are Avadim better than a Talfalin? And only in a case of Apotiki, if I say I'm borrowing money, and if I don't pay you by April 3rd, take my Eved. Even if I sell the Eved, you can collect it. If I say I'm borrowing money, if I don't pay you by April 3rd, take my Shor. If I sell my Shor, you cannot collect it. What's the difference? My Tamai Yislekala, Leslekala. Because the Eved has a kol, therefore everyone knows it's an Apotiki, and therefore the guy shouldn't have bought it. And it's his own cheer for buying it, and we don't feel bad for him that he bought an Eved and then it gets complicated for him. But the Shor does not have a kol. And therefore, the guy didn't know it was an Apotiki, and he bought it innocently, and therefore it's not fair to take it away from him. The boss didn't offer Gamaliel, Ula, Hachim, Rolozo, Philemi Yasmi. Okay, after Rav Nachman left, Ula says, I was just thinking about it. Really, Rav Nachman said that the total Shiva and Avadim you can collect even from Yisomim, even if it's not an Apotiki. Rav Nachman, Ishtamtin, Ula. Rav Nachman says, Ula, slipped away from us. Okay, it's an interesting exchange. One could be Ma'ayim, which we're not going to. Why was Ula afraid to just admit the truth in front of Rav Nachman? Yesh L'ayin, truth is Yesh L'ayin a lot, meaning if Ula thought it was the truth, why didn't he just stand up and defend it in front of Rav Nachman? Why did he trick? Why did he trick Rav Nachman? Okay, so
maybe Rav Nachman just thought he was
good. Yeah, unclear. Lemaisa, I'm not. You know, I think we can only have to assume there are certain facts going on at the time that you know we didn't have a Masorah what the factual background was and why Ula would behave in such a strange fashion. You know, maybe, you know, he was afraid that Rav Nachman had more political power than he did and would try to overrule him. Maybe there was some, you know, special reason why he didn't have time to fight with Rav Nachman right then. There was some emergency going on. So I don't know. I just wasn't there at the time. To us, it seems like a very strange thing for Ula to do. So we'll assume that if we had been there at the time, we would have understood why he did it. He didn't know how to defend Rebbe Lazar, but he knew Rebbe Lazar could have defended himself, so he didn't want to lose the fight with Rebbe Nachman when Rebbe Lazar would have won the fight. And therefore he escaped from the fight, and it's okay to be it's okay to tell a white lie in a case like this. Okay. Yes, I mean, but the Harvey, a whole study of when is it okay to tell a white lie, when is it not. We're not going to get into that now. We're going to stick to the Shiva Nechasan aspect of this study, to the substantive aspect of this study. Although we should really put together all the cases in Shas where we have some issues. Okay, that's a good project, but not for today. But not for today. Okay, so what do we see here? We see here there's this case of the Apotiki. Now, here is the tricky part. The Rishonim are, some Rishonim are bothered, some aren't, by the Shakavatari here. Let's remember the Shakavatari. Ula says, Govin min Havadim. Rav Nachman says, Miyasmi. He says, no. Mine. He says, Apotiki.
So he said, Miyasmi, no. It's a case of Afotiki. So
some Rishonim, right?
Tosfos and Bava Basra, for example, and one day in the Talmud Rina Tam here, are very bothered by the fact that it doesn't say Ella. First he said Nas Nisomim. Should have said Ella, yes, from the Nisomim, in a case of Afotiki. Right? Usually, when you change your mind, you have to say, I mean, that's the general rule of the Parsha Nehasugyot, that if there's no word Ella, then everything said until now is still valid. So he says, you don't collect from Yisomim. Why do you say Ella? You do collect from Yisomim, but only in the case of Afotiki. So some Rishonim were bothered by this. Some Rishonim were not bothered by this. Tosos in, or the first day, in Tosin Bava Basra, was very bothered by the lack of the word Ella. If you notice, if you read carefully the Tosin Bava Basra, at the very end, in his second day, he says, near it, the Bible name of Kavisha's Hosam, Ella don't Jeff Alatiki. Really, they're trying to say Ella don't Jeff Alatiki. Like he sticks the word Ella in. It doesn't sound like at the Gersa. He's just saying, oh, they meant Ella. But at first, Tosa says, Umishani sha'asa'o apotiki umukharo masra momiyasmi lo. Because it doesn't say the word Ella. And the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, in this, you notice that the different paragraphs in Talmud Rabbeinu Tam here had different deos about this. what does he say? Hakamai kinesh aso apotiki. The hashta, the second paragraph, the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, the hashta mashta the apotiki namikar minevi lo miyasmi, not from the Yisomim. Why? The lokomer ve'ela. We said not Yisomim, we never said ve'ela, so it's still not from the Yisomim. The lohagiri mai the oki milzuri, and we never change our mind. Rav Nachman Tzvi hafta the apotiki lo gavu miyasmi, the gavu minei. Right? And that must be since Rav Nachman accepts his answer. Ula, he must hold that apotiki doesn't take from the Yisomim. He just takes from him. Again, what does from him mean? It means makucho, says umachotko. That there's no two ways about. So here, let's just figure out what's the din of Afotiki. Shouldn't be too hard.
Says the now again in the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, I apologize if some people were a little confused. The nature of this post Talmud Rabbeinu Tam is that he's quoting different people all over. And sometimes he's quoting different data, so that explicitly, in different paragraphs, so that explicitly telling you, like, here's one data, but someone said a different, so here, these two paragraphs in a row, first he's quoting from Tosos, and then he starts again, right, Shor Apotiki, Hachmai Skina Shaso Apotiki, which is actually going back earlier in the Gemara, right, Dibur Maskels, notice, you probably also noticed by now, Talmud and Talmud Dibur Maskels are not always in order of the Gemara. What does that mean? Why should Dibur Maskels not be in order of the Gemara? Lachor, it's not just he was a nasal vowel fellow who liked to go out of order. It's that he was copying down what he has learned from one Rebbe or what he got in one record, one book of Tosos. And then he started copying from another Rebbe, another set of notes. And so he copied it and he went back to the Gemara and copied a little more. So here you see it's going out of order because he's copying different sets of notes. Yes, Shlomo?
In regards to Ella, do we come back to Matzah?
What you're saying is maybe you don't need to die from the lack of an Ella if it's not from Maskana. Okay. The truth is you're right. You don't have to die from the lack of an Ella, but he does, right? Very, very clearly. And once you read him, you understand that's where Tosfos Bava Basra is also coming from when they say from the Yisomim you don't collect at all, especially when you get to the end of the Tosfos Bava Basra. You know what? We're going to have to take a different approach. And it's the Pirish's Ella, meaning until now. They were missing that word Ella. They were saying, you know what, it's as if they said Ella. So let's just see what this opinion is, what this Deya is for a moment. Here we have Asa Avdo Apotiki and Asa Shoro Apotiki. One thing is very clear. Says the Gemara, Gobe Min Ha Lekuchos, right? That's Mechoro. That is very, very clear. Right? Go Lekuchos, Enu Go Lekuchos. What about Yisomim? What about Yisomim? So, says the Talmud Reina Tam, Dibur Maskel Hachav Mayeskinan, meaning not what he's quoting from Tosos, but B'Shem Yitzhak Ben Shmuel, what he's quoting from Yitzhak Ben Shmuel, meaning the Yari, right? So first he's quoting from Tosos, then he's quoting from Yitzchak Shmuel. So what he's quoting there, excuse me, and Tosos Bar Basra in the first day in Tosos Bar Basra, which is Kasha Lari, and he assumes that. Pasha, that's also the Ri. Okay, so the Ri is consistent, right? There's Kasha Lari. So it's hard to tell Kasha Lari. Maybe the Ri is changed, the one changed his mind later. But later he says the Nira. So I don't know who's talking there, but okay. So here we have three deus. One is the Ri and Tosos and Bonavatra, as well as the Talmud Rabbein Tam. Bishem the Ri, right? So it says the name is Parvi Yechotin Shmuel, which is the famous Ri, if I'm not mistaken. So he says, no, Eino Goveh Min Hayisomim, across the board. No, we just says we're not Goveh Min Hayisomim, we're only Goveh Minei. Every we can say Minei includes Lekuchos. Minei means even Lekuchos. We never said Ella, Minei, which includes even Lekuchos if it's not Potiki. But, not from Yisomim, because we never said Ella. Okay, are there any other opinions of the Rishonim? What? Are there other opinions of the Rishonim? What are the other opinions of the Rishonim? Tosos. Tosos says Tosos, right? Tosos on our Daf. Right? Tosos on our Daf, and that's also the maskana of Tosos in Bavasra. Ella kigon she aso aputiki. Okay, hey, he doesn't say too much. He just says Ella kigon she aso aputiki, but it sounds like that's what he's saying. Tosos in Bavatama and lechora the maskana of Tosos in Bavasra and the rush here. Did I put the rush? Yeah, the Rashi also holds this. What do they say? How would you fill in this chart? And? Great. Is there a third opinion before we figure out the Svaras? Is there a third opinion? I mean, even if you never opened a Gemara before, if you're a clever fellow, you could figure out what to say, right? So that's not fair. So who holds a third opinion? Do we know anyone who holds a third opinion about this? No? If not, then not. What can you do? Twice. What?
Wasn't the other opinion
Rabbeinu Tam? Yes, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was Rabbeinu Tam, you mean. In the name of Tosfos, the first paragraph, what does he say? From the Yisomim, you're Goveh, even though Shorapotiki.
This is the first paragraph of Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, B'shem Tosfos.
Okay, anyone else hold the Shita? The Rashba in Bava Basra? What does the Rashba say in Bava Basra? Right? This also appears in the Bava Basra, right? This whole Amar Rava Asa Abdo Kutiki Vechuli, Bava Basra in Dalad Abu Beis, says the Rashba. Give me a second. He says, Omiyu Minayor Shora Kutiki, .. Omiyu Minayor Shem who go ve. But you go over from Yor Shem.
Go ve min Hayasomim. And the Rashba and Bambasar, is there anyone else on the Makor sheet we didn't account for?
The Chidusha Aran and Bambasar quotes the Ra'ah, who argues on the Rashba, says the Chidusha Aran and Bambasar. He said, Abol Ha-Ra'azal Kostav, Dibidina Zigmar, Afilman and Yorshim, Ein No Gov, Amisham Tamad, the Leslie Kala. Leslie Kala is the Shor, obviously, the evidence is Leslie Kala.
So here would be Ra'ah in the Ran.
In Bava Basra. Okay. Okay, wonderful. Now, we're not done yet. We're just starting to start yet. So what is the svara?
So here the svara is very clear. Gozvam in al-kuchos, because yesh lo kol.
Ein lo kol. What? That's the Gemara. What difference does it make if it has a kol or it doesn't have a kol?
This is not meant to be a trick hard question.
Whether or not it's the fault of the lakuchos.
Whether it's not their fault. After all, why don't we want the lakuchos to suffer unnecessarily? Says that.
Sages will come close, right? It's not fair that sages will come close.
So, it depends if they're fault or not. If there was a coal and they bought it anyway, then it's their own fault. You got to ask for an option. If there's no coal, then the poor agent will close. What was she supposed to do?
So here, if yesh lo coal, then the lokeya was pasha. But if there's not a coal, then lokeya was not Hoshea, and therefore we should not take it away from him. Yes.
And couldn't you ask the classic question here, that could you just count the rate, and then really, maybe if there's a cold, and everyone knows about it, and you buy the kind of rate, and it's the same thing, just the investment, the risk.
But then you'll end up in the same place, so it's okay. If there's a cold, then either he was a Hoshea and he deserves to lose money, or he knew he was taking a chance and bought a discount rate, so he deserves to lose it. Right? So he knew he was taking his chances. Comes down to the same thing. You know, either he was, meaning, if there's a coal, either he knew he was taking a risk and willingly took it on himself, which is what you were saying, or he should have known he was taking a risk, and it's not our fault if he acted inappropriately. And either way, as opposed to a shore where he paid full price and had no idea of anything.
Okay. Now, of course, what do we have to figure out? We have to figure out what is the din of the assailant here. As Tosfos points out already, that one might we think, number one,
the one opinion thinks the Yisomim are different than Lekuchos because we didn't say Ella.
That's not the end of the world. Why?
Because when we were talking about the name Yisomim Woe, that was not a Patiki. Now that we're bringing up Patiki, we're going to have to say Ella. Ella from the Yisomim is not Patiki.
No, we're talking not a Patiki. We never changed our mind.
We're bringing a new thing about Patiki. So,
but what's the other reason why many Tosfos already asked? Tosfos is holding Yisomim same with Kuchos, but he knows it's strange, because by Yisomim, what should not make a difference at all?
Coal.
Because the Yisomim didn't decide to buy it, right? Their father died, they inherited it. They never decided to buy it. You can't say, well, you knew when you were acquiring it that you took your chances or you should have done your research, it's your fault that you... What do you mean? Whether they acquired a shore or a evet or anything else, they acquired it unknowingly against their will just because someone else died. Right? Therefore, coal is clearly irrelevant. So now we have to figure out if coal is irrelevant, excuse me, then what is the din of Lekuchos? Coal is irrelevant.
Right? That's one thing very, very clear. By Yisomim, coal is irrelevant. Coal is not relevant for Yisomim.
So what do you do then? If coal is not relevant for Yisomim, which way do you go with the Yisomim? So, you could go into one three ways. What does Tosfos do? We'll start with Tosfos on our daf, because she's number two, he's on our daf. Tosfos says, I know coal is irrelevant. I know coal is irrelevant for Yisomim, but nonetheless, it makes a difference for Yisomim. Nonetheless, Yisomim and Lekuchos are the same. Whoever's Govman and Lekuchos, Govman Yisomim. Whoever's not Govman and Lekuchos, not Govman Yisomim. Even though coal is irrelevant, it still makes a difference for them. Why would coal still make a difference for them, even though it's irrelevant?
So, what's the svara? The svara is, what's the svara? What's the challenge? The challenge is, just push up shot, no fancy svaras. Coal is irrelevant for Yisomim. So what's the svara? What is the svara? So, what's the svara for Tosfos? Coal is not relevant for Yisomim. That's everyone has to start.
But if coal is not relevant to Yisomim, so why can I take the shore from Yisomim when there's no coal?
But I can't take the
evidence from Yisomim because there is a coal, but I can't take the shore because there's no coal. So what does Tosfos have to say? Coal is irrelevant for Yisomim, but it is indirectly relevant for Yisomim because it's relevant for the kuchos. Right? That's what you have to say. Kol is not directly relevant for Yisomen, but it is relevant for Yisomen as a side effect of Lekuchos. Since Kol is relevant for Lekuchos, the side effect of Yisomen is that Kol makes a difference for Yisomen. Right? That's what Tosfos says. I mean, in my work. Right now, why should Yisomen be a side effect? I understand why it's a side effect difference to Lekuchos. You look at this Lekuchos and you say, you bought this innocently, you thought it was a regular object, we can't take it away from you. You look at that guy and says, you knew or should have known that this was a shuvid, you took your chances, or you should have done due diligence, and now you lose. But what does that have to do with Yisomen? Why should Yisomen be a side effect of Lekuchos? So here, in different Rishonim, we have three different formulations. Perhaps two or three different formulations why. So I'm going to have to... Why? I'm going to have to make myself a little asterisk. The asterisk is little. I don't know, that's an interesting question. Do you count everything written over here as if it's written inside an asterisk or not? Okay, that's a very important question, but not for now. I said we're going to stick to substance. So, why should it be a side effect, right? Here we have the Eved, which has a kol, and here has a kol, and gove min halakuchos. And here we have the shor, where there's no kol, and he's not gover from the lekuchos. Why should that make a difference in terms of Yisomen as a side effect of lekuchos? Clearly it has no direct impact on Yisomen. The Yisomen didn't hear any kol, they didn't decide to acquire this. Why should it be a side effect? So what is it? Anyone tell me anything you saw in any Rishon on the Makor sheet? Or, and of course not on the Makor sheet? Or that you thought of on your own? Or that a Magid told you? Okay, who says that?
The
Tosas does say, Kol Hechad Gavi mi Lekuchos Gavi Nami mi Yasmei, etc. But he says, I think what Morty is quoting is maybe a little closer to the Rush. What does the Rush say? Lo Ratzu Liyapos Kot Yisomim Lekuchos. Now it's hard to tell, like, Lo Ratzu, why? You can only say he really means something else. He just wasn't getting into it. Like, he's taken at face value, just the words he says. I mean, they didn't want to make the Yisomen more powerful than Lekuchos. I mean, they might have had the Yisomen have more rights than Lekuchos, but they didn't want to give the Yisomen more rights than Lekuchos. Right, maybe they just made a low plug, after all. The, you know, Lekuchos bet money the Yisomen didn't. It wouldn't look right to give precedence or give advantages to the Yisomen Lekuchos. So one shot is, says the Rush, says the Rush over here by the shore. So, ain no gove min hayisomen. And probably why are we going from the Yisomen? Because they weren't poshea. They didn't do anything wrong. Right? They're innocent. They didn't do anything wrong. He doesn't add this. But look how you should add this. After all, they... what did they do wrong? They were just in their mind, their business. They inherited something. Why should we penalize them? Okay, but or for other reasons, whatever the reason may be, just he doesn't say why. What? Yes, no gove min hayisomim. But over here, we would have said no gove. We would have said ain't no government ain't so men, but don't want to privilege you so men over the kuchos. Okay, we would have said, but we don't want to privilege someone over the kuchos. Again, why would we have said? Lechora, the reason we
maybe the reason we would have said is because there's no shibud of a taflin, and they weren't. In the end, you have to come down to they weren't filshiach. So you're going from lekuchos not because of a side reason, but ikaron. The lekuchos were pasha. Okay, says Tosos something a little different. Says Tosos, he says, really, we would have, what factor does Tosos bring in here? What factor does Tosos bring in? What's called Ne'ilas Delis. What is Ne'ilas Delis? We want to make it easy to collect a loan. Why do we want to make it easy to collect a loan?
Otherwise people won't live.
They'll slam the door in the face of borrowers. Right, Ne'ilas Delis. So Tosos said, really, we go over the Na'isomim, Nishom Ni'ilas Delis. We always try to maximize Gvia of a loan whenever possible because of Ni'ilas Delis. We want people to lend money and be sure they'll get it back. So why don't we also maximize the loan and let them collect the shore from the Yisomim? The answer is, why is there no problem in Ni'ilas Delis in the case of a shore? Since he lent in a way that if he had sold the shore, he couldn't have collected from the Lekuchos. What does that show? That the lender wasn't worried about getting paid back so much. After all, he made an FOT. He wasn't really serious about getting this. Because after all, he knew the guy could sell it any day, right? Any moment he could sell. What's the Lashon of Tosos? Lashon of Tosos. It lo chosh laso shtar legavos mi lekuchos. What did these Tosos say? Kevon. Now, he's comparing it to something. I know, here he's not saying this about this case. He's saying this about the case of Milva Baltet, right? Excuse me. But, since he's comparing it, Kevon Kimo Milva Baltet, just like a Milva Baltet. Why is a Milva Baltet not collect from Yisomim? If they're only Ilas Delis, we want to collect from Yisomim. The answer is, Kevon Delo Chosh Hamalda Ligbos Milakuchos. Since the Malva wasn't careful and wasn't makbid to lend money in a way to collect from Lakuchos, that shows that he wasn't really so worried about getting paid back, right? He wasn't so nervous about getting paid back. Leka Ne'ilas Delis. Ne'ilas Delis is someone who really wants to make sure they get paid back in all circumstances. We should make sure they get paid back in all circumstances. Someone who lends money and says, I'm lending you money, make the shore an apotiki. He knows you could sell the shore. There's nothing stopping you from selling the shore tomorrow, and he'll never see it again. What does that show? That shows that he wasn't so worried about getting paid back, that he was laid back about it. And once he's laid back about it, then we don't have to tell him he's global from the settlement. That's a great question, why he made the Afotiki B'chlal. I don't know, maybe it wasn't his idea, maybe it was the loaf's idea to make an Afotiki B'chlal. Maybe he just meant, if you still have this shore, I'd like to take it, but I don't really care if I get it or not. The point is, the Malva basically gave you unsecured credit, right? The Malva lent you money, and it's not like, think about it. They didn't mean Lekuchos in Yisomim. Lekuchos you could do whenever you want. Yisomim, who says when someone's going to die? So the guy says, I'm lending you money. Any moment you want, you can sell this stuff out and I won't be able to collect it. And I'm totally letting you take advantage of me whenever you want. So obviously, if he wasn't concerned the guy might sell it, he's certainly not concerned the guy might die. You can tell him, you won't be collecting Yisomim. He'll slam the door. Well, of course he won't slam the door. He's giving you total control and he's losing all his control. He's basically keeping no rights for himself. Saying, this shore is an apotheke and you could sell it tomorrow and I won't collect it. Was he not interested in keeping any rights for himself? So we don't have Ne'ilas Delis. That's Tosos. The Ran says something, says something a little more complex. Says the Ra'ah, really we should say he's Govim and Yisomim. Why not? Right? Why is he Govim and Yisomim? He's Govim and Yisomim because, give me a word for the Ra'ah. What word necessary for the Ra'ah here? Somech. What makes something a shubad? That I rely on it. I count on it. Very simple. He says, Gova naisomim, kevon shesamach al ha'eved chalolav shibud. He was so much on this eved. When is a shibud chal on something? What does a shibud mean?
The right shiva means I have the right. I have a lien on it, right? Or a mortgage in the state nowadays. What does it mean I have a lien on your car, right? You buy a new car, you get it on the bank. You buy a new car, I lend you money, buy a new car from the bank. I'm pretty sure the way it works is on the title of the car, it says it's Meshubad to Bank Bednarsh, right? The first Bednarsh Bank and black. So it says Meshubad on the title, right? I have a lien on your car. What does that mean? I actually acquire a zechus in this car that now I have some partial ownership that wherever it goes, it's really mine. Okay, I have a lien on your car. What makes you acquire this lien on your car? Simchas Das. I'm really so mate on the fact that I'm going to collect it. So let's think about it. The Eved came in Shesamach. Let's say why. Because Kavan She Gove Min Halakuchos Samachalov. The Chalal of Shivan. When there's an Eved, I'm so mech on it. I know I'm going to collect this Eved Aputiki. Because if you're holding on to the Eved, I'll collect it. And if you sell it to someone else, I'll collect it. You know, I know what I'll have you sell it to China. I mean, it's fine. You'll sell it locally. But when it comes to a shore, why ain't no golden and alakuchos? Minha Yisomen, sorry. Because Kavan Sheyacho Lemochro Velo Yigbe Min Halakuchos. This guy could sell it any day. He'd sell it, sell the Evan, sell him any day. And I won't be able to go from Lakuchos. I'm not so mech on this Evan. I know he made the Evan Aputiki, but I'm not so mech on the Evan, right? How can I be so mech on the Evan? I can't count on it. Well, Shamachalov. On the shore. On the shore, I can't be so much on the shore. I know you could sell the shore tomorrow and I'll never collect it again. Not only could you, it's the other, not like you might sell the shore, like if all the planets are aligned properly. No, you could sell the shore, you have Bechira Chavshis, you could sell the shore any second and no one in the world can stop you. You totally have all the cards and I have no cards. You totally have the upper hand, I have the lower hand. So therefore, if I know that you can sell the shore and I won't collect it, then I'm not so mech on collecting the shore. Once I'm not so mech, the shiva is not chal. Once the shiva is not chal, then I can't collect from Yisomen. Obviously, it's coming from the same psychological insight as Tosos, just taking a different direction. Tosos said, because in the shore, I'm not really serious about collecting it, therefore, they didn't make a takana in the Ilus Delos. Because if I'm not serious, why do they need to make that a takana? So Ra'as says, not a matter of takana. It's a matter of chalos, of smichos das, gemir das. When the Evan I'm serious about collecting, I'm so mechanic the shiva is chal. I'm not serious about collecting as a side effect of Lakuchos. Really, because I can't collect the Lakuchos because it's not fair to them because they didn't know it was Meshuvah. Once as a side effect, I can't collect the Lakuchos because there's no coal. Now, I don't count on it. Once I don't count on it, there's no Shiva. Once there's no Shiva, I can't collect from Yisomen. Okay, that's the Derech of Tosos Udeime. Let's go to the other Svaras. What's the Svara of the Re, as quoted in the beginning of Tosfos of Asra? And as quoted in the Talmud of Tam, B'Shem Rav Yitzchak, Ben Shmuel, what's the svara here? The svara is that kol doesn't make a difference. So therefore I should be gover, or therefore I shouldn't be gover. What's the rule? What they're assuming is that if kol doesn't make a difference, what's the default? Default is that I'm not gover, right? That's what they're assuming. They're assuming that default is ain't no gova. The default is that I'm not gova. But from Lekuchos, gova from Makom Kol Mishon. Really, I shouldn't be gove. But I'm gove from the kuchos only makom kol, and kol makes no difference for Yisomen. Why am I gove from the kuchos makom kol? What does Tosfos Vasra say? They should have known, but now she was chutzpah. This chutzpah is in the wife of the Meshuvah. Again, it's fun to say, why is the chutzpah? They're taking your chances. So the Rav Shach, either you were taking your chances, or it was chutzah. If you're going to come into court and say, I bought this, I had never intended to give this up, say chutzah, it was the kol of the shomet, you bought it, never intended to give it up, well, who made you king of the world? And if they come into court and say, I bought it, no one ever take my chances, think about it, you knew you were taking your chances, you probably got a discount, that's the way business works, etc. Principles of microeconomics, right? You're an economics major? Okay. Okay, the Seder. You should know, principles of microeconomics are not so forgotten. But that's not for now.
Mishom, Shia, or Chutzpah, Shalaku, Dabar, Sheyesh Allah Kol, Shehu Mishobad.
Really? We would not think to let people be go over this. However, the lakuchos, the makom kol, we let you be go back, because they were pshia and maybe even chutzpah dick, they bought something knowing it was meshuvah. But by yisomen, there's no difference, right? And why? And no go back. Okay, as shehu meshuvah, will be yisomen, lo shayach. And in Yisrael, it's not shy to say chutzpah. They didn't do any chutzpah. They were just sitting around minding their own business. Their great uncle died, and they inherited something, right? They didn't do any chutzpah. They didn't do any pshia. We penalize the lakuchos makom kol. You can't penalize Yisomim. That's the svara of the Ri. Okay, what's the svara of the Rashba and the Talmud or Minutam, B'shem, B'shem Tosos? So, what's the svar here? The svar here is just going to be very cautious. The default is that you are Govet. Of course you're Govet. What do you mean Shemud? The default is that you are Govet. But from the Kuchos, Eino Govet, B'makom, She'ein Kol, Mishomwat. Why wouldn't be going from the Kuchos when there's not a Kol? What? Pseidu Lekuchos, these guys spent money, and they have no way to protect themselves. I bought something. I bought a shore for $1,000, and I have no way of knowing. Now you're going to take the shore away from me? That's Pseidu Lekuchos. It's not fair to Lekuchos. And if it's not fair, a guy like money didn't get paid back. But we shouldn't fix that by being unfair to Lekuchos. And after all, on the one hand, you have to, Neil is delicate, you have to make sure people lend money and get paid back. On the other hand, commerce. Right? You don't want to have a, what do they call it in the Supreme Court? A chilling effect on commerce. Right? That people will buy something for good money with no way of knowing that there was some hidden shibud here, and then all of a sudden we get taken away from them? That's not fair.
Mishum say the kuchos and kamuvan the soman, well it's not shy. So the thing is change the soman.
The Yisomim didn't spend any money. What prince, right? If the Yisomim claimed Seza the Yisomim, what would we say back to them in four words? Easy come, easy go, right? Hey, you got the money for free, so we're taking it away from you. You didn't spend any money. I inherit. Well, how can you take this away from me? I inherited it from my great uncle. Okay, you inherited it for free. We take it away. That's life. Right? They stayed in the Lekuchos. They didn't invest any money. So here it's very, very plush. It says Tosos on the daf here and other Rishonim. Kol makes a difference for Yisomim. How? It makes no difference. As a side effect of Lekuchos, says the other Rishonim, of course Kol makes no difference for Yisomim. There's no difference to the Yisomim. Rather, Kol only makes a difference for Lekuchos and not for Yisomim. Okay, but which direction? That depends. Maybe really shouldn't be Govet, but Kol penalizes Lekuchos and not Yisomim. Or maybe really you should be Govet, but Kol saves the Lekuchos and not the Yisomim. Okay, now, these are the Svaras. Very, very pashut, right? Ain't no gove, but kol penalizes lakuchos, but only lakuchos, or gove, but kol saves lakuchos. I don't mean kol, I mean the lack of kol saves lakuchos. The factor of kol saves lakuchos. And you still remember less than tiny. Now we just have to figure out, and with this we will, the last thing we will try to figure out, which is what the Mari Katz is struggling with, although he's struggling with based on a different comment that Rabbeinu Tam said by Ksuba, but I think it's relevant to us. Let's figure out the answer. What is the answer? When there's no difference between coal and not coal,
what happens to your son? You know, when coal makes a difference for Lukuchos, coal is one way, lack of coal is another way, what happens to your Yisomim? Do the Yisomim go as a side effect of Lukuchos? Do they by default not go there? Or do they by default go there? Right? We want to know who's right. The problem is that, it's a problem for some, advantage for others, that this seems to be halacha psuka. And it's only like one of these three days. One of these days ends up better than the others. Which day ends up better than the others? Let's get a parallel case. You ready for a parallel case?
Here's a parallel case.
Milve bishtar and milve balpeh. What's the difference between milve bishtar and milve balpeh?
Now, okay, the Rav had chidushim about this. But let's assume we don't know the Rav. We only know what it says in the Gemara. But it says black and white in the Gemara. We don't know anything fancy. We're Pasha Yidden. We know what it says in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? What's the difference between milve bishtar? Everyone knows, right? Milve bishtar, you're going milve kuchos, milve balpeh, you're not. What's the difference between milve bishtar and milve balpeh? What does the Gemara say? Coal. Milve bishtar has a coal, and milve balpeh doesn't have a coal. Okay, then you get to work out however you want. It's coal and it's not coal. It's a very, very parallel sugya. Let's think about the parallel sugya. Milve bishtar, and here we're talking about the karka, right? Milve bishtar, gove karka min halakuchos, because yesh lo kol. Milve balpeh, eino gove karka min halakuchos, because ain't no code. Right? I don't think anyone disagrees with this. It doesn't seem like any of the Amorim disagrees with that. That's halacha psuka. They disagree with the rights, they disagree about tzaras. Everyone agrees that's halacha l'maisa. Okay, what's not so postured is, what about min ha'yisomim? Karka min ha'yisomim. We're not talking about pusik, it's not what about karka min ha'yisomim? What about karka min ha'yisomim? So, what about karka min ha'yisomim? So, Amar Rav Papa. All right. The Amar Papa, Hilchasa, right? The Halacha. Milva alpeh govim in a yorshim, ve'eino govim in a lekuchos. Milva alpeh govim in a yorshim, ve'eino govim in a lekuchos. Govim in a yorshim, so there shouldn't be any ilus delus. The guy should be paid back. Ve'eino govim in a lekuchos, because it has no coal, and then we feel bad for the lekuchos. Okay, so here is Halacha Psuka. What's the din of min ha'yisomim? We passed it. Gove and gove min ha'yisomim. Okay, whose sheet does this work very well for? Whose sheet does this work exceedingly well for? What? The same who? There are two Talmud Greater Tom. That, right. This works very, very nicely. What's the principle? The principle is there's always a Gvia. That Neil is Delis. That's Shibud. That makes a lot of sense. If I lent you money, I should always get paid back unless there's a very good reason not to. Right? If I lend you money, I should have a Shibud on everything unless there's an exceedingly good reason not to have a Shibud. That's a reasonable thing to think. Right? Very reasonable thing to think. Unless there's a very good reason. When is there a good reason? Ah, if a lakuach bought it and there was no coal, that's saved the lakuchos. So this, how does it stem with, I don't know how to say stem in any language other than Yiddish. What? Jive. Isn't stem jive? Right?
That's a language.
Whoa, you're a tape pair. I'm not approving of any such things. You could get in big trouble nowadays for saying things like that. But the right, how does this jive with Rav Papa on Baba Basra, Kofai and Baba Mina? Let's wish the Hilchasa. How does this jive with the Hilchasa? Okay. Chimes very well with the El Chassah, right? Nicha.
That's the principle. Principle is, like you said, the ilas delas, except for lakuma, who we feel bad for, right? Micha, exact same thing, right? This works really, really, really nicely. This works super duper nicely. That's Rav Papa's principle. Now, the Rishona argues, Rav Papa holds Shibud Zaraisa, Shibud Lav Zaraisa, is he Masopas, whether, or covering his bases, whether he's, I don't care. Bottom line, the ilas delas, everyone gets paid back unless there's strong reason not to, right? There is always gobe except for Seidah de Lekuchos. And Seidah de Lekuchos is only B'makom Kol, obviously. Okay, I have a simple question. What about all the other deos here? Right? Why do they differ from Rav Papa? Why are the other deos here different from Rav Papa? Rav Papa seems to be very fundamental. There's an ilus delus, except for Lokeach, who bought without a call, the poor guy. He spent his money. How can we take something away from him if it's not his fault? Right? So, how are you going to defend these other opinions? So I can think of two ways to defend these other opinions. We're not going to be able to cover all the makoros here, but maybe we'll just finish up this inyan. One is what the Marikat says here. The Marikat in the Shidu Gbetes says something which is very, very fair. Very fair, very possible. There's a machlokas rishonim, which we didn't see. I don't know, maybe I never put it on my makor since I started teaching here, but it still exists, still part of Torah. Or maybe we saw it in a different masechet, I don't remember anymore. What Rav Papa holds about Shibud Zoraisa versus Shibud Lav Zoraisa, right? There's a big machlokas. Is Zoraisa, there's a Shibud in everything. And then the Rabbanan took it off of Milva Baal Peh. Or Midoraisa, there's not a Shibud on anything. And the Rabbanan put it on Milva Bishtar. Meaning Midoraisa, if I sell my field, can my creditor collect it? Maybe, yes, all across the board, but then the Rabbanan took away a little. Maybe no, the Rabbanan added a little. Shibud Zoraisa, Shibud Zoraisa. And that's a machlokas in Kofai and Hingam at Beit. It's a machlokas between Ula and Rava. And then it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Shibud Zoraisa, Shibud Lav Zoraisa. Rav Papa, at the end of the sugya, does not explicitly say what he holds. And if you look in Tosus there, on Tufayin Bavman Aleph, he already has Deos, what Rav Papa holds. Says the Marikat does not answer my question. He's not asking, how does this stem with Rav Papa? He's asking, how does this stem with the Shita of Rebbeinu Tam about Ksuba? But I think the same answer could work. I hope. I mean, you know, he didn't say it didn't work for our question. That just wasn't what he was talking about. Maybe you could say, I'll pee the Marikat. You could say, very poshut. There's two different Manda Amars. There's a Manda Amar Shibud Doraisa, and there's a Manda Amar Shibud Darabanan. The Manda Amar Shibud Doraisa holds. Shibud Doraisa, everyone's gobe unless there's a very good reason not to. Shibud Doraisa. The Manda Amar Shibud Darabanan say, no. No one's gobe unless there's a very good reason they should be gobe. Again, a gobe, I don't mean from the guy himself. I'm talking about from a new person who's owning the property. And that could be a very reasonable answer. Very reasonable answer could be, and even, we have 30 seconds left, so I'm not going to go through, I'll put these two sheets together. One, you could say, I'll pee Marikas. You could say very simple. Rav Papa Savar Shibuda D'Oraisa. He holds Shibuda D'Oraisa, and therefore Rav Papa thinks you're Gove unless there's a good reason not to, right? And therefore, always go back unless there's a good reason not to. But our sugya holds Shibuda the Rabbanan. That Midoraisa, there's no Shibud. In which case, Midoraisa, you're no Shibud. The Rabbanan are only Masak. They're only Masak in a Shibud when you really need to have one. Therefore, no, you're only gove when there's a strong reason to be metaken a shibud. Okay, that's one possible answer. Same problem with the sugyas. What's dogmatic about this? Is that our sugya starts with ula, and ula's manda, first of all, saying Rav Papa holds shibud is a raisa, is not pashut, but that's at least half, I don't know if it's, around half the Rishonim say that at least. That's reasonable. Our sugya thinks Shibud Drabanan, and then it makes sense. Shibud Drabanan! No, you're only going if the guy did something wrong.
a neutral case default, you're not gove. Or you're only gove if that guy did something wrong, and then aga that guy, you say similar to the Yisomim as a side effect. It'll work for some of these pshatim. The problem is Ula's mandam reshibudu no raisa. So how come our sugya is not going towards Ula if our sugya is all about Ula? It's Ula talking in our sugya. So you have to say, Mari Tassim's bothered by it. They said, that's the dachuk part. Our sugya is not Ula, it's Rav Nachman. After all, Ula's talking to Rav Nachman, and this part of the sugya is a leave it to Rav Nachman, not a leave it to Ula. Okay, that's the docking part. Now, I myself, when I first read this Gemara, I say, sure, maybe this is only Shabbat Rabban, etc. No, it can't be Ula. I put it out of my mind. Then, who am I to argue with Mari Katz? Mari Katz says, you can say it's not Ula, but it's Dochuk. Right, what's the Dochuk part? Right? The Dochuk is that Ula Savar Shibuta Doraisa. Now the Mari Katz knows that he's willing to swallow it. He's Asal Tikein and Eosa, he tells us. You know, this line is only Rav Nachman, not Ula. Ula telling Rav Nachman. Ula telling Aliva to Rav Nachman to make, after all, Ula's lying anyway. Right? He's telling what Rav Nachman to say there. Okay. But you understand that's Dachos. You think it should either be Ula, Aliva to Ula, or if you want, you can say we got into a tangent, Aliva to Hilchasa. But it's not Aliva to Hilchasa, because Hilchasa is our papa, and it's not Aliva to Ula. It's Aliva to Rav Nachman, who's not the one actually saying this, and not Aliva to Hilchasa. It's a little Dachos. Okay, Mari Katz. I think after you can say, and the truth is, Mari Katz's question, you have no other way of saying this. But for the question I asked is a better answer. Not Mari Katz, whoever you want to I think it's a much more passionate answer to our question. What's more, passionate answer to our question is that there's a fundamental difference between Rav Papa and our sugya, what they're talking about. Rav Papa's talking about what type of item? Karka. We're talking about what type of item? Metalfluid. He's talking about karka, we're talking about mitalfel. And remember, this is a mandarma that you're not normally govman avodim stan napotiki, right? The navodim is mitalfel. Here it says a very poshut answer. Again, I'm not arguing Mari Katz, he was answering different questions. What you can say is very poshut. You can just say, not manda amars, but rapapa mairi the karka, and karka shibuda da oresa. And therefore, you're govman unless there's a strong reason not to. Our sugya is not about karka, it's about metalkalin. Shibuda daraisa and karka is shibuda daraisa metalkalin. That's machlokes rishonim we didn't have time to mention. But what does the Rambam say? He says metalkalin are not meshuvin midoraisa. Right? Metalkalin ain't no tachat shibud balchov min ha-Torah. So very poshut. Rav Papa's might be karka and shibuda daraisa, but sugyan mairi bimetalkalin. The shibud metaltalin ain't no midoraisa, right? Well, midoraisa is not meshubit. Very posh, our papa's talking about karka. Karka, midoraisa is meshubit until the rabbanim remove it. They only remove it in very limited circumstances for pesach l'kuchos. They wouldn't remove it from yisomim. But our son is not talking about karka. Our son is talking about metaltalin. Metaltalin, no shiva minatorah. My pidon, the Torah is only shabbat karka, not metaltalin. According to some rishonim. Right? I'm only going to work according to the Rambam with Yimei, right? But according to the Rambam with Yimei, the Torah is only Mishabat Karka, not Metalfalin. If Metalfalin are not Mishabat Midoraisa, Chazal only taught a Shibud in a very rare circumstance, like if the guy did something wrong. But for Yisomim, they didn't put a Shibud. So I think it's very posh. You don't need to come up to Mari Katz. Again, I don't want to confuse people. I'm not really arguing Mari Katz, because that's why I called it off P. Mari Katz. He was answering a different steer within Metalfalin. So he had no choice but to say what he said. He had no choice but to say what he said. And he held that Shibud and Metalfalin is Midoraisa, but it's very poshut. Where a papa's calling a karka, Shibud is Midoraisa unless they remove it. They only remove it from a compulsion from the Kuchos, not from Yisomim. We're talking about Metalfalin where there is no Shibud Midoraisa. They're going to have to put a Shibud. They only put it from a Shia and Chutzpah, not on Yisomim, or if they do put it on Yisomim, only to equate Yisomim that they shouldn't be different from the Kuchos as a side effect, but not the Ikaron works particularly. According to the Rush, I'm not sure if it works for everyone. Okay, well, we'll just pick up next time because I want to look at the study and see the Makoros about the Shiva and Metalfalin, and then we'll go on to the rest of the Sugya. Just if you want for the rest of the day, till I send a Makoros, continue in the Gemara till the two dots in your base and the days with Rashi and Tosos. Okay, when you finish that, see the Riff and the Balamor and the Mochamos and Dapsadi. Dapsadi was it? The one about this in the last parak, and that'll keep you busy for a while. Okay, so we continue to answer Shem on Monday. Daf. What was it?
All right.
No. It was the... He was a good man. Okay, so Gemara Rashi Tosfos fill the two dots in Beis and Beis. And then the Rif and Balamor and Mulchamos towards the end of the... towards the end of the Masechet, you'll see the one that's relevant.
You'll try to send out
the... Yeah, I will try my best. I know. Okay.